In this bulletin, crews prepared to re-enter a flooded cave in Thailand, plans for specialist maths and science teachers in schools, and Laura Geitz retires from international netball. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Rescue teams are set to resume their rescue of a Thai soccer team trapped inside a flooded cave after four boys were safely evacuated. Almost 100 rescue workers and divers are still desperately trying to get the remaining eight boys and their coach to safety amid concerns of rising water levels and lack of oxygen. Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop has demanded a full explanation from Russia after Novichok poisoning victim Dawn Sturgis died in hospital. The 44-year-old and her partner fell ill 10 days ago after being exposed to the toxin in the English town of Ainsbury. Police believe the pair had secondary exposure to the chemical used in the attack on former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in March. Britain has accused Russia of poisoning the Skripals with the nerve agent developed by the Soviet military during the Cold War. Ms. Bishop says the latest incident raises fresh questions.
Russia must explain how it is that Novichok could be in the United Kingdom. We'll have to explain what has happened to its stockpiles of Novichok, and Russia certainly has questions to answer. This is a chilling reminder of the event at Salisbury some months ago, and we're deeply saddened to hear that a woman has died as a result of exposure to Novichok.
James Packer has stepped down from the board of his private family company. The company, Consolidated Press Holdings, has issued a statement saying Mr. Packer is resigning for personal reasons. It comes just months after his resignation from the board of Crown Resorts, citing mental health issues. The federal government says it wants more teachers with specialist maths and science degrees employed in Australian schools. Federal Education Minister Simon Birmingham says it's unacceptable that secondary school students are taught science or maths subjects by people without specialist skills. The government is pointing to a recent report which highlighted a long-term decline in Year 12 enrolments in science and in challenging maths subjects. Senator Birmingham says the federal government will step in to influence university enrolments to reflect the need if it has to.
If need be, federal funding powers over university places could be used to help the states to influence enrolments to secure the science teachers we need for the future, although I'm confident that just as the states and territories recognise this challenge and will want to work to solve it, so too will our universities.
Some Coalition and Green MPs are pressuring the federal government to act on power prices to counter rising energy bills for households and businesses. The Greens will seek to introduce a bill setting up a commission of inquiry into power prices when Parliament resumes next month. Green spokesman Adam Bandt says re-regulating electricity prices and generating more power from renewable energy will help tackle the issue. Mr. Bandt has told Sky News an inquiry is long overdue.
It's time to get to the bottom of why power prices are going up, which is that we've taken an essential service and we're treating it like a stock market. Once we have the proper inquiries and scrutiny and understand that really this is one of the cases in which we should look back and say privatisation and deregulation have failed, then we can move to the next step, which is working out what to do about it, which is beginning to re-regulate electricity prices.
Former Australian captain Laura Geitz has retired from international netball a decade after her debut with the Diamonds. The 30-year-old has decided she'll reduce her playing commitments and focus on the Queensland Firebirds. She led Australia to victory in the 2015 World Cup in Sydney and guided the team to win gold at the 2014 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Geitz says it's been an amazing journey.
Commonwealth Games golds and world championships and the opportunity to lead the Diamonds as captain of such an incredible group of girls have all been just amazing highlights for me, and it's just so hard to separate them. So I'm just very lucky to have experienced the things that I have.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a sunny day, 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 15. Melbourne, similar, 14. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 12. Morning fog and frost in Canberra tomorrow and a top of 13 degrees. Should be mostly sunny in Wollongong, 16. Sydney, partly cloudy, 17. A shower or two in Newcastle, 17. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 21. Similar for Cairns, 25. And Darwin, a sunny day and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.